Russian-backed authorities in four regions of Ukraine say the results of 5 days of referendums show people have overwhelmingly voted to join the Russian Federation. Kyiv and its Western allies say the results are not valid. Protests have turned violent in dozens of cities in Iran over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody. A rights group says at least 76 people have been killed in the unrest. Iran has arrested the daughter of former President Rafsanjani, accusing her of incitement. Russell Serda has more from Tehran.
Faize Rafsanjani herself has been arrested in 2009, in 2012, and this is the third time that she is being arrested. So the government here says that she is arrested because she was provoking the protests and showing her support to the rallies, and that's why she's now being arrested. However, we should note that she's not one of the leading figures among the protesters.
Supporters of the Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have protested in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Riot police dispersed the group who were making their way to the Green Zone, where Parliament is holding a session on whether to accept the Speaker's resignation. Hurricane Ian has knocked out power across the entire island of Cuba. The Category 3 hurricane made landfall on Tuesday morning with winds of up to 205 kilometres per hour. About 40,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. Four Palestinians have been killed during an Israeli raid on a house in the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Over 40 others are wounded. More than 30 Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers were seen in the area. India's government has banned a Muslim organisation called the Popular Front of India for 5 years. The government accuses the group of being involved in anti-national and terrorism-related activities. Well, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has described the disruption at two major gas pipelines between Russia and Europe as sabotage. Denmark and Sweden reported leaks in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines earlier on Wednesday.
This week on The Take, protests grow in Iran after the death of a young woman who was detained by the country's morality police. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.